More than 300,000 fans from all over the world are expected to attend the World Cup in South Africa. As Anders Kelto reports, some cities are going to great lengths in South Africa to clean up their images.
Just a few blocks from Cape Town's new Greenpoint Soccer Stadium is Sea Point, where high-rise hotels stand atop old stone walls at the ocean's edge. Families and tourists stroll through the area's grassy waterfront parks to the sound of a kalimba. It's beautiful here, and that's partly because of what visitors don't see, the dozens of homeless people who normally live in this area. With the World Cup just around the corner, Cape Town police have begun arresting homeless people who live here, and in some cases, relocating them to the outskirts of the city. Shane Raymond is a homeless man who eats in a nearby soup kitchen.
There's this little area just outside of Cape Town near the airport that they call Blikkiesdorp, and that is where they are moving these people to.
Blikkiesdorp is about 45 minutes outside of Cape Town. The name is Afrikaans for Tin Can City, and it's easy to see how it got the name. There are hundreds of identical metal shanties laid out in perfect rows. Children and dogs run through the area's maze of gravel roads. There are 300,000 families in Cape Town awaiting government homes, and Blikkiesdorp is supposed to provide temporary shelter for many of them. But most people here are never issued a home elsewhere. Natasha Floor says she lived in a field near Greenpoint Stadium for 14 years before a social worker brought her to Blikkiesdorp.
I ended up here when that lady, she just come and throw us here because she's a social worker in Greenpoint for us was outside. And then she just dropped us here.
Gavin Brooks and his three children were brought here from Sea Point.
We feel like we are thrown away here. The government just threw us away. It's like a dump.
Cape Town officials deny that anyone has been moved to Blikkiesdorp against their will. Hassan Khan is on the board of the City Improvement District, and he also directs The Haven, a night shelter for homeless people.
I think there is a misunderstanding here. It is quite possible that those people, for themselves, didn't think they had any other choice of housing than going to Blikkiesdorp. But if the implication is that they were forced there, then I would have to say that that's not possible in a democratic country.
South Africa wants to present itself as a top tourist destination to World Cup fans. And ridding the streets of homeless people seems to be an important part of many cities' preparations. In Johannesburg, one official bluntly acknowledged the city's intention to chase away homeless people, saying, "You have to clean your house before you have guests." According to local reports, more than 800 people in Johannesburg have been arrested or relocated, and similar actions are supposedly taking place in Rustenburg and Durban. In a country where the forced removal of millions of black people during apartheid is still a recent memory, these relocations are especially controversial. Back in Cape Town's central business district, Pastor John Philmon runs a soup kitchen that is filled with homeless people. As the meal ends, a group begins to sing and dance. The people here are excited about the World Cup. The City Improvement District has provided them with televisions so they can screen many of the games here. Pastor John says he hopes the opportunity to see the games is an attractive lure.
The homeless people were always excluded, and they were not allowed, you know, on the premises or near the places where these big events take place. But now we've created an opportunity for them also to be part of the World Cup.
Those who have remained in the city will be safe here and out of sight. For NPR News, I'm Anders Kelto in Cape Town, South Africa.